Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Now, coming up later, it's time to get your act together for the Festival of Sustainability 2019. But first, if you're struggling with Christmas present ideas, then I might be able to help. Go take a look at the Radio Verulam website, www.radioverulam.com, where you will find a little blog post that I put together for you, just with some ideas that I hope you'll find useful, just for finding some Christmas presents that are available locally. They're a little bit different, and they are just a bit kinder to the environment. And next week, Sushil Rao of Our Planet, Our Future, she's going to be sharing some of her ideas for presents that are great gifts and great for the planet too. Now, in the meantime, if you have been out shopping, perhaps in Christopher Place, and you've popped into the pudding stop for a cheeky treat, and why not, you may have noticed that a new mural has sprung up just next door. I tracked down the threesome behind it. So I've got here the group behind the mural. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Agna.
Ant.
And I'm Jade.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in today. So do you want to describe, Jade, do you want to start us off with the new mural that visitors that they can find at Christopher Place? Would you want to describe it?
I would actually like to hand over to Ant for this. Ant is actually our head of creative, so I think he'd be able
Ant,
to do it justice.
Head of creative, come on then, tell us, what will we find there then?
You'll find a big picture of the Grinch, nice, very green-looking character.
Yes.
Who's on the wall, and he has a message for us about Christopher Place, how they recycle, and he has a little message about how you maybe should remind your children or should recycle your children.
Okay, it is. It's quite ambiguous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember to recycle children. And there's no punctuation in there, so we're kind of left wondering, why that? Why did you leave it so ambiguous?
I think the main point for the ambiguousness of it really was to add an element of comedy. We're sort of, given the panto season we're currently in, we hoped that, you know, the passers-by would find a bit of humour in that, and actually that is being the driving force behind people sharing it on social media. So the humour has actually allowed it to go slightly more viral than perhaps it would have done, and we've reached a wider audience with our message.
Yeah, yes. And I suppose if you look at it and think, oh, what does that mean? You've taken notice, you've read it, haven't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is great. So whose idea was this? You know, where did the idea for this mural come from?
We kind of love the Grinch, don't we? I mean, he's one of my favourite characters, and Agna and myself went down to speak to Catherine at Christopher Place.
She's the manager there, isn't
that's
she?
That's right, yeah. And we just pitched her the idea, didn't we?
We just explained her what we have in our heads and that probably it would be a great thing to do before Christmas.
So had you seen the empty wall space?
Or? Yes, we've seen. Because we all live in locally, so we keep looking. And they just thought that it's a brilliant spot for it to spread some message before Christmas about being green.
Okay, so you just went up to her and said, oh, can we paint your wall?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And God, what did she say? Was it like, oh, yeah, yeah? Or was she like, oh, just a minute, not sure about this?
She was super excited, I think.
Yeah, we just, we were painting some murals in Sweatbox, which is a boxing gym that just opened in St Albans.
Oh, okay.
And so she had seen some of the work we were doing there, and she'd seen some of the paintings that we'd done before as well. So I think she had quite a lot of confidence, thankfully, in what we could do.
Right.
And we had a lot of green paint left over as well. So I thought Grinch was a good choice.
I like that. So what kind of feedback have you had then, Jay? You said you've had some comments on social media. Has it gone down well?
Yeah, it's gone down really well. We've been really, really pleased with the response, and actually most pleased with the responses that Catherine's received. So the centre is a fantastic space. They're really forward-thinking when it comes to recycling. They're actually zero waste to landfill. So they recycle everything that comes into the stores. You know, they're even doing things like recycling food waste into biofuel and recycling old fittings and fixtures from stores and giving those to charity shops. So it's a really, really unique place for us. And it was a great partnership, I think, because we had such a similar message in mind.
You're right. And Catherine actually has been a great driving force behind that, hasn't she? She really has led the way on that. So
that's correct.
Great to see that she's working with you on really spreading the message further than that as well. So actually, things like this mural are just part of a bigger plan of yours. Do you want to tell us about LVNG?
Sure. So spawned out of really our sort of complementary skill sets, we just thought, you know, how can we create something which is going to have a positive impact? Ant really, first of all, came up with the idea of having a T-shirt company, which he shared with me. I'm a big fan of corporate social responsibility and the concept that businesses can give back and should give back to change the world in some positive way. And then we brought Agne in, and Agne's a huge proponent of sustainability and eco-friendliness, so she's brought a whole new dimension. So the idea really is that we'll be able to create sustainable merchandise that will fuel the projects that we do to promote positive messages around in society.
Okay, so can we hope to see more things like the Grinch popping up around the place?
Absolutely. So we've already had really positive feedback from Catherine and the team at Christopher Place, and we're hoping to do more projects with them. Catherine's really, really excited about the response that we've had, and she's very keen to keep working with us. So that's definitely one. But we also have another couple of fitness spots up on the cards locally. And yeah, we're just really hoping to immerse ourselves in the local community and sort of make our mark on the place.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you've already started doing that. And what's going to happen to the Grinch after Christmas? Do you know?
Agne, I think you've spoken with Catherine about that, haven't you?
There is no set plan yet, but I think Grinch may travel around somewhere or stay somewhere for another event.
Right.
I know we're planning to do something with Sustainable St. Albans in May because we're organising a festival. So maybe it can be incorporated there or continue the message.
Okay, so the Grinch might live on. Well, and let's hope we hear more about LVNG and the exciting things that you've got planned. Jane, Agne, and thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I was Dorothy Nehru, Jade Edinburgh, Agne Ivoshkita, and Ant Steele of LVNG Heart. Now, do go and take a look at the Grinch. He's rather lovely. And like I said earlier, you'll find him just round the back of Christopher Place near the pudding stall. Now, if you are in town on Saturday between 10 and 4, then there's a lovely opportunity to find a great home for some of your pre-loved wrap-up warm clothes. St. Albans for Refugees say Father Christmas needs your help. He's trying to give presents to everyone this year, but he's running out of time to get them all. Can you help him to find presents for refugees? Now, they need socks, hats, scarves, gloves, sleeping bags, walking boots, tracksuit bottoms, jumpers and coats. All of these can be pre-loved, but any underwear must be new. Now, Father Christmas has got together with St. Albans for Refugees and will be visiting St. Albans Museum and Gallery in the Marketplace this Saturday. All children can come along and see him completely free of charge and have their photo taken and get a lollipop instead of a present. All he asks is that you help him gather the presents he needs so that everyone gets a present on Christmas Day. So can everybody be one of Santa's little helpers this year? Father Christmas has said that he would love it if his helpers turned up dressed as elves. It doesn't say that adults aren't included there, so I'm looking forward to seeing a whole load of nice big elves wandering down to the museum on Saturday. It sounds very entertaining, but if you don't have a costume, he'd be happy if you would wear red or green so he can recognise you. Now, please note, this is not a traditional grotto. Father Christmas won't actually be handing out presents, but as I said, he will be collecting donations instead. So there's a great idea, and as I say, a great way of making sure that any winter clothing that is looking for a home finds a great one with refugees in the cold. So yeah, a lovely idea from St. Albans for Refugees. Now, whilst a lot of us are struggling to think about anything after the 25th of December, the organisers of next year's Festival of Sustainability want us to decide on an event that we'd like to run for the festival, which next year runs from the 11th of May to the 1st of June. I spoke to Catherine Ross, Chair of the Organising Committee, to find out more. Catherine, thank you for joining me. So registration opens for events for the 2019 Festival of Sustainability on the 1st of January. Who could be thinking about registering the event? What kind of groups are you looking for?
We are after all kinds of groups across the district. So schools and community groups and charities and local businesses and faith groups. Basically anything where people come together, then they can run an event or activity during the Sustainability Festival.
Okay, so there's people sitting there and they're a member of one of these groups, but It's difficult, isn't it? How do you think that's something to do? Any ideas, a few suggestions? What happens, say, for my little company? What kind of thing could we do?
So the most important thing is that a group is trying to think of something that suits them. We're not asking them to do some green thing that's nothing to do with what their organisation would do normally. So it's they're trying to think of what would really suit our group and be to do with the environment. So, for example, we've had small businesses locally who've done special offers for their customers. If their customers bring in their own bags, they get a reduction. We've had local businesses that have done specially themed window displays, or they might just do something for their own staff, like people trying to walk to work that week or having vegetarian lunchboxes.
Okay, that sounds good. And how about, I don't know, say a residence group, a bunch of friends type thing? Any ideas for them?
So we've had local residents associations that have done guided walks around their area. It can be something as simple as that, or perhaps get together with a group of friends and do a litter pick in your area.
All sounds like a great idea, yeah, and lots of fun in a lot of things as well.
Yeah, there's loads of fun. We have so many different activities. So last year we had film showings, we had bring and share vegetarian meals, we had the plastic-free picnic. Some of the events are much more serious. You know, we have some big serious seminars and talks on really important environmental issues. But some of them are just, you know, get on your bike and go out for a bike ride.
OK, that all sounds good. So do we need to have all the details sorted out before we can register an event? I mean, is it enough to say, oh, well, we're going to have a vegan picnic?
So it depends a little bit whether you're wanting us to put all the details in the programme so that other members of the general public can come along. So if it's an event for the general public, then when you register, you'll need to give us all the information that goes in the entry in the programme, so the where and the when and the price and who to contact if you want to book a ticket. But if you just want to do a private event for the members of your own group, like a lot of schools that take part, they just do something within the school, then all we need to know is that you're taking part. That's really it.
OK. I mean, I could organise an event any time, really, couldn't I? I mean, what's the advantage of registering as part of the Festival of Sustainability?
I think the evaluation that we've done says that groups really enjoy feeling part of something bigger, part of something that's district-wide and really positive. And then obviously if you are an organisation that's trying to reach out for new members, then by putting it as part of the festival, you'll reach lots of people. We do flyers to every household and lots of programmes that go out through many local outlets. So you'll get new volunteers coming along, new members coming along.
OK, so that really is quite a good opportunity then, isn't it?
We think so.
Okay. So practicalities then. How do we register?
Go to our website. That's sustainablestalbans.org and all the details are on there. Registration is completely free and it is online and it's open throughout January.
Okay, so you have to do it online. There's no paper involved in this.
We do prefer it online. That makes it simpler at our end. But if not, then we can, email us and let us know and we'll make sure we can get you a word copy of the form.
OK. And on the website there, am I right in thinking there's a few more ideas just in case, you know, people listening haven't quite found the thing to spark their imagination yet?
There's lots of ideas on there. There's a description of all kind of different themes within sustainability that might spark an idea. And there's things like photographs and last year's programme, so you can get lots of inspiration.
OK. So registration opens at the beginning of January. And when does it end?
On the 31st of January.
Brilliant. Catherine, thank you very much indeed for
joining
me. And I was talking there to Catherine Ross of the Festival of Sustainability Organising Committee. Now, on last week's Local Life, Rupert Evershed joined Rob Pearman here on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM to explain the value of Tittenhanger gravel pits and how they are threatened by Hartsmere Borough Council's proposals for a new Tittenhanger garden village. Now, the lakes are an essential stop-off for migrant birds and they're also home to Hertfordshire's last colony of tree sparrows. Now, they're a red-listed bird, so particularly important. Now, Rob has made a podcast of this interview that you'll find on the Radio Verulam website, www.radioverulam.com. It's just there on the homepage, but you can also look on the podcast page as well. Really easy to find and you can listen just whenever you want to. Now, do listen in as this is a really important local wildlife issue. And do take a look also at the blog post which I did. Also, you can find that on the Radio Verulam homepage or on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website. And in that blog, you'll find a link to the Hartsmere Borough Council's website that you'll need if you would like to object to the plans. So do take a look at that. And to find out the latest on this issue, you can follow Save Tittenhanger Gravel Pits on Twitter. They've got a Twitter account, and that's at Save Tit, that's T-Y-T-T-G-B, sorry, G-P, at Save Tit. TYTTGP, so Save Tittenhanger Gravel Pits. Now, next week, we'll be getting some tips on how to make all that sustainable Christmas, all of that Christmas food a bit more sustainable. But in the meantime, you might like to listen again to Richard Edwards on, who's on last Tuesday's Verulam in the Morning, talking to Vente Viticaite, who you might remember is the organiser of the St. Albans Vegan Fair that was back at the end of the summer down at Verulamium Lodge, very popular, about how to enjoy a vegan Christmas. You can listen again to that at www.radioverulam.com/listen-again. So, yeah, all my co-presenters here on Radio Verulam doing great stuff on sustainability, which is great to hear. Now, remember that you can listen to any edition of Environment Matters by going to www.radioverulam.com/podcast. And you can also subscribe to the weekly Environment Matters podcast through your favourite podcast provider. So there's loads of great things from the year we've just had and even before, actually, some wonderful interviews, all the great work that they're doing around the district. You can follow me on Twitter at RV_environment, where you'll get a heads up on what's coming up on the show and a few other local sustainable issues. We're on Facebook too, so do give us a like there, and do drop me a line on amanda@radioverulam.com if you've got a comment about the show or any ideas that you'd like us to cover. Perhaps you might have some ideas for a slightly more sustainable Christmas, or if you've got any ideas for things that you would like to see listeners doing in the new year. If you do one thing in 2019 to make our district a bit more sustainable, what would you like to see us all doing? We're going to be having a show about that, and if you'd like to contribute, that would be absolutely fantastic. So do drop me a line there, as I say, amanda@radioverulam.com. Now, I will be back at the same time next week with those green present ideas and how to keep your Christmas food sustainable. Until then, thank you for listening.